seems to be some correlation between when the CEO gets this new gadget and when the IT department decides, okay, it's safe to put this on our network.
Yeah, we're going to have to put it on our network because the CEO is saying we have to use it. But let's talk about a couple of the cool things. And one of them is you have on your list is the iPhone 4.
Yes.
There's so many people talking about iPhones, and everyone says, oh, there's an app for that. Why'd this make the list?
Well, a couple reasons. One is simply, you know, Apple managed to advance the technology of the iPhone significantly with this. You know, you'd think that the iPhone itself was pretty good. The 3G was, you know, it was not bad. An okay phone. They sold enough of those. 3GS was faster. And with the iPhone 4, they addressed a couple of, they went a couple areas where competitors hadn't really gone. One is having such a high resolution screen, you can't even, you know, see the individual pixels, the picture elements on it, which I think is, you're going to see that technology used in a lot of other things. Like, you know, it's a logical thing if you want to have an ebook look that much more like a physical book. You don't want to see jagged text on the screen at all, no matter how close you look. And the other is video conferencing, the FaceTime software on the iPhone, which has since spread to the iPod Touch. You know, it's on Macs now. You know, it's going to show up on PCs and on the iPad at some point.
And I always think that if you know, we always talk about telework and something like that. This is, if you haven't used this thing before, now, the one problem with it is you have to be on Wi-Fi in order to use it.
Yep.
But assuming that you're both on Wi-Fi and you're connected in some way, and maybe Apple will open it up so you can connect with a Skype person or something else, but all of a sudden, you're having a real conversation with people. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, the concept, if you've used Skype calling before, it's not that strange. The difference is here that Apple has managed to get this, the concept of video calling out of the computer and put it, you know, on a phone.
Yeah.
So we finally have what, you know, World's Fairs were predicting, you know, 50 years ago.
Yeah, and in fact, when I'm often talking, I always compare things back to the original Star Trek. This takes it a level below, above that, where all of a sudden you can see the person you're talking to.
You're right. I don't think the standard issue Starfleet communicator has that feature built in.
No, they couldn't do that. So we're now ahead of them. Thank goodness. It only took a couple years. You also recommend the iPad.
Yeah, I mean, this is a case where people have been making tablet computers for a long time. I had fun doing a column this summer, quoting a speech from Bill Gates, where he really laid out a good roadmap for what would lead to the iPad. It's just kind of too bad if you're a Microsoft shareholder that somebody else did it.
Yeah, I have one, and I found that it replaces my laptop about 60 to 70% of the time.
That sounds about right. I think you're looking at a, you know, half to two-thirds ratio in most cases, because you're going to hit some sites that just don't work on the iPad because they use Adobe Flash. There are other cases where, you know, you're just doing that much typing. The on-screen keyboard only works to a certain extent.
And they're also just, switching back between programs is just, it's clunky enough still that if you're focused on one thing, it's delightful. But if you're trying to bounce between multiple things, it can be a little clunky.
Well, Apple says they have this 4.2 version of the iPad's iOS software supposed to ship in November, so they don't have too many days left to hit that target.
Yes. The other device is somewhat related to that, and there's always this debate about the iPad or the Kindle. The Kindle also makes your list.
Yeah, and that is sort of more of a, it's not a wholehearted endorsement of the Kindle as a platform, not as a device per se. What Amazon is trying to do, and they've sort of made this task harder than it needs to be, is ensure that whatever portable gadget you have, you can read a Kindle ebook on it, whether it's a Kindle tablet itself, which is now a whole lot cheaper than it used to be, or, you know, you have an iPhone or an Android phone or a BlackBerry or a Mac laptop or a Windows laptop. Now, I can't wholeheartedly endorse that because Kindle books are proprietary DRM-locked files,
right.
And so, you know, you can't just have any other developer write an application for it. That's why you can't read a Kindle ebook on a Palm WebOS phone. You can't yet read one on a Windows Phone 7 device because we got to wait for Amazon to ship that reader program.
Yeah, and you can't, I mean, one of the great things about books is you could give away, you know, oh, I read this great book, and you could hand it off to somebody. You know, it seems like there needs to be some electronic equivalent to that at some point.
Now, Amazon says they're going to add it, but the catch is it's going to be up to the discretion of each publisher. And I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of short-sighted people in the publishing industry who will say, oh, well, if we let people loan the books, we're giving up a potential sale, even though half the time people will buy them. Like, if the book's any good, they'll buy it themselves.
Yeah. And I have to say, I always think this iPad versus Kindle thing. I'm an avid reader, read a whole bunch. I wouldn't want to read long term book form on my iPad. It's hard on the eyes. It's reflecty. I love the Kindle as a device. I think it's just it has by and large replaced books for me now.
Okay, I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah, well, come on, join us on the dark side.
I have to be a Luddite in some way.
Yeah, you do. Let's talk. I'm going to jump back to phones because everything that I hear out there. The iPhone sort of sets the standard, but those Android phones, they're coming on pretty strong.
Exactly. It's a totally different sort of way to evolve a platform. Apple has this, you know, very centralized approach. We're going to write software that works perfectly, in our definition, on the hardware that we build to run our software. And with Android, Google has put this software out there and said, do with it what you will. And that's great. Now we have a diversity of Android phones at a lot of different prices. You can get some for free. You can, you know, get some high-end ones that do a whole lot. You can get them on prepaid services, any wireless carrier you want, not just AT&T. If you want a physical keyboard, fine. You want an on-screen keyboard, no problem. But there's this problem that a lot of the wireless carriers don't have any taste. So they decided, we're going to improve Android by putting our own special apps on it, and we won't let you remove them.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, don't like that.
No, I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
Exactly.
People like choice has been generally my experience.
Yes. So I like the diversity of Android. I just wish the carriers would not assume that they are infallible in these matters. And, you know, if I don't like the, you know, navigation app you put on the phone, let me get rid of it without hacking the phone to, you know, remove it forcibly.
And there's a bunch of very consumer-related things like the Roku HD. This essentially, it's very similar to like Apple TV. You can basically stream things, stream TV shows, movies right to your screen, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. Xbox Kinect, which allows you to control games, and you can even play with other people over the internet, right?
Yeah, Kinect is really neat. You know, talk about sci-fi things. It's the video game controller that isn't a controller. You just stand in front of this camera you put below your TV, and it, you know, knows where your hands and feet and face are, and you just act out what you're doing on the screen. I'm not going to say you don't look very silly.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Bowling or playing tennis this way, but it's a lot of fun.
I don't have one yet. It's on my Christmas list, particularly after you wrote it up. I hear it's just delightfully fun.
And apparently, you'd better make that purchase soon, since they're going to sell out of the thing.
It's one of the hot gifts for the season. Talk about the SD card, because one of the things you have on here is the SD card, and these things are just really the bane of our existence, aren't they?
Well, this is one area where the electronics industry, after trying every other alternative, did the right thing. You know, it's going back to 10 years, more than that. You know, digital cameras and other portable devices have had little memory cards, and they used to be kind of large. They weren't that little. And everyone had to have their own standard. So you started, you had, let's go down memory lane. You had Smart Media, I think,
yeah.
And Compact Flash, which was not very compact. And then you had SD card, but Sony had Memory Stick. And that wasn't enough, so Olympus and Fuji came up with XD Picture Card. And so for a while, my camera buying advice had to start with, you know, first of all, buy whichever one has an SD card slot, since that was, even early on, the most widely adopted one. And it took a while, but then at the start of this year, the people who were pushing these other standards gave up. Sony said, we're not going to push our proprietary memory format on you, which is kind of an unusual thing in that company's history.
They learned from their beta experience.
Yeah, so now you can actually buy a camera from anybody, buy an SD card from anywhere, and they just work. You know, pretty much every computer, even Macs now, have SD card slots. So it's, you know, between that and the USB flash drive, we have officially replaced the floppy disk.
So you get to play with all these things. What's on your Christmas list?
I think what I need, it's not all that fun. I need a new laptop. So allegedly the post has one on order. I'm waiting for that to show up.
There you go. And it'll be faster and better, and we'll be able to Skype with each other.
But I'll probably be complaining about it in 2 years anyways.
That's right.